Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, good morning. I tell you, I love that theme song. Sometimes I'm in here just dancing to it. It's just absolutely, it was made just for me. Someone put that together and for our show, and it's perfect for my spirit. I love it. I hope you enjoy it too. Sometimes I just let it play just to get it, just let it go for the whole 1 minute, you know. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Mothers and Daughters on Blog Talk Radio here at the Round Table with Mothers and Daughters Around the World. We are back, 2015, and we're in our sixth year. I tell you, every time I think about it, I just get like, I can't believe it. 6 years. We're going into 6 years. Time really goes by fast. It seems like it was yesterday. We started on this journey, and believe it or not, it's amazing. I don't say it a lot because, you know, I don't want to make it seem like it's all about me or all about trying to impress anybody, because that's not what I'm trying to do. My job is to get in and on the radio and deliver a message. But the information that I get and the responses that I get, you know, I thank all of you for sharing. And I know, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I want to say something, but you know, they don't want to put their stuff out there on the air. I understand that. And they really think that somebody's going to recognize their voice. So, you know, hey, as long as you're getting the information and you're utilizing it and it's helping you in some way, we're doing our jobs. You know, you don't have to get on and say anything. I can look at it and see and know that you're there, and I appreciate it. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for 5 long years. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Some people have been with me from day one. You know, blessings come, blessings fall. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you very much. All the newcomers that are on, thank you for listening. I know a lot of you are on your computers, and that's, you know, sometimes people can't talk, but they can listen. But I appreciate it. And we just want to say to God this morning, God, thank you. Thank you for this assignment. Thank you for choosing me to facilitate this conversation between mothers and daughters and mothers and daughters from around the world. I thank you. I appreciate you. I ask you that you bless each mother and daughter this morning, which is the makeup of every woman, you know, and every woman is a daughter. So therefore, they have a mother and daughter story. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for showing us how to create this vehicle, the internet, so that we could reach others, your children around the world. And may the blessings from the mother and daughter fall upon the entire family. The fathers and sons are blessed, creating that godly family that you imagined to be. I thank you, and I appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, yes, yes. I tell you, it's just, I mean, what else are you going to do? I look at it, you know, sometimes people say to me, how do you get up on Saturday morning, every Saturday morning doing the same thing? You know, I always say I don't like to do the same thing. That's why I don't join a lot of groups, because I don't like scheduled meetings, or, you know, I might decide I don't want to go, and then so therefore I'm not really good for the group because I'm not there when I guess I should be. Sometimes, and that's something I'm working on, is being able to get into a routine. I've never been a routine kind of a person. That's why I've worked for myself for 30-some years. It's just because I like to do it when I want to do it, and you can't do that when you're working on somebody else's job. So, you know, my life has been an interesting journey, But I wouldn't change anything about it because it's just who I am. It's my makeup. I would not have enjoyed life had I not done what I felt was in my heart, and that was to just venture out and do me. So I appreciate that. I mean, you know, it's different. It's different, but it's good. So with that being said, you know, my thing is I tell people, I said, you know, it wasn't easy. It wasn't hard. It was hard in the beginning. It was not easy getting up on Saturday morning. Some mornings I would really struggle. I mean, just struggle. I'm fighting, don't want to do it. I was like a little kid. Oh, come on now. You know, because, you know, sleep is so good when you have to do something. You know, it's like being in church. You know you need to listen to the minister, and all of a sudden sleep fall upon you, and you cannot. It's just like a veil upon your head. The harder you try to fight to stay awake, the harder it is for sleep to come upon you. Your head dipping and you're looking around, making sure nobody see you. You know, it's always that challenge when you're entering into the realm of good. You know, I don't know who it was that said, I don't know if it was Job. Don't get me wrong, because, you know, there's some Bible scholars out there that knows better than me. But he says, every time I turn around, evil is upon me. I don't know if it was Paul. But anyway, look it up. But, you know, evil, anytime you're moving in the realm of good, evil is always around you. It's always that challenge, something to challenge you to make sure that you just don't do a smooth sail. But then when you look back at it, if you did a smooth sail, you would not have learned anything. See, life is a lesson, and this whole world is a school. This is a classroom. And the teacher is Jesus. That's why they call him the teacher. He came to teach. He came to teach us how to live this life on earth, but yet be a supernatural being. And then he was teaching us how to utilize being in the world but not of the world. And sometimes we get so confused that we get so much into the world that we forget how to study about the supernatural, on how to live in the world but not be in the world. So that wasn't a part of my study this morning. It came out. Take it. Believe it. This whole system, that's why we're here. We are part of the sub-teachings of Christ. And my role was to facilitate the mothers and daughters. You have a role. Everybody has a role. So don't look at me thinking that, you know, I got something special. No, you got something special too. You have a role. And you have to do that role. You have to play that role, because we all are members of the body of Christ. And just think about it. Just imagine in your mind seeing the image of a body and all of us plugged in as little teeny, weeny, little beings. And all of that makes up the body of Christ. And if one of us is not doing what we're supposed to do, then the body of Christ is not working smoothly as it was designed to work, because somebody is not doing what they're supposed to do. And I'm in there too. I'm working hard at trying to do the very best, and I don't like to use the word trying, but, you know, when you don't know and it's trial and error, you know, every day you get up, you know, you're thinking, but are we really tuned in to what God is saying to us? Are we getting it? Are we missing it in some way? Sometimes we miss it because we have so much going on in our intro conversation that we don't know if we're really hearing God. The whole thing is designed to test you to see if you really know the word and the voice of God. And that takes spending a lot of time, more time than most of us spend. But that's a whole other story. Came out, and I'll just go with that. Take it, do what you can do with it. I don't know who's that for, and it's definitely for me, but, you know, if it's for anybody else, hey, let's do better. I'm your host. I am Dr. Bessie, and I'm here at the round table and with all my listeners and mothers and daughters around the world. And as I say, you know, sit back, relax, get your favorite drink. You know, call or text. You know, you can text while you're listening to me. Text someone and say, please get on and listen to Dr. Bessie at 347-539-5078. Yeah. You can call anywhere. You can be in your car. You can call, listen. You know, click one if you want to join the conversation when we get to the switchboard, you know. Our stimulating topic this morning is a continuance of our topic that we promised that we would do throughout this month of January. We are talking about the health of a mother and daughter. And a few weeks ago, we talked about a mother's health being her daughter's wealth. And that kicked off our stimulating topics for the month of January, leading us to January 21st at Florida Technical College in Pembroke Pines, Florida. We are having the first history-making event, Mother and Daughter Health Fair. Now, I know you've heard of health fairs before. This one is designed specifically for mothers and daughters. We are going to look at the health of the mother and compare the health of the mother to the daughter and look at the awareness and the prevention of such health. And we're going to bring in doctors, local doctors from in the community, and have them answer the question, talk about the various topics that we're discussing. We're also going to have local experts in. I'm excited because people are excited. You know, this is a different twist for us, and I love it because it's not about just mothers and daughters coming in and dealing with their issues. We're going to, that's a part of part two, but it's about getting the awareness, the outreach to the community and letting them know, are you aware that the mother's health can affect the daughter's health if the daughter is uneducated and not aware of that? Health and wealth is key issues. Health and wellness is key issues, not wealth. I'm sorry. Health and wellness is key issues. And when you start dealing with that, then you can accumulate wealth because you got to have a peace of mind, and you got to be able to be still and know that I am God in order to receive anything. But if you can't be still, then it's going to be hard for you to receive. And that's the enemy's job, is to make sure that you are not still. It's in the stillness in which he comes. So if you are confused with a lot of issues, your health, you don't know how to pay your bills, you're not getting along with your daughter, you're not getting along with your cousin, your friends, your sisters, you know, your coworkers, your neighbors. You know, when you get all this confusion of the world and your human body, it disturbs your peace, and therefore you cannot be still. He said, be still and know that I am God. And out of that, you're going to receive. I'm telling you, because that's the only way. That's going to get you into faith. You can't be in faith if you're worried about something. So we're talking about mother and daughter health. We're bringing students in from various colleges that are going to sit in, be a part of it, and community agencies are coming. I am so excited. In my mind, in a lot of ways, this is about the best thing that we've done when it comes to outreach. This is the best outreach program, and I didn't think of it, God did. And God is working with us in such an amazing way. Cynthia called me a couple of days ago, and she woke up. She said, I didn't think of it, but God did. And God told her exactly what to do. And she called me, that is good. Of course it's good. It's God. And that triggered one part of it. So, you know, and I want to thank Frida. She's not on this morning. Frida is working very, very hard with Cynthia and I to make this work. And I want to thank Dr. Solazar. She is doing her part. The students are going to be ready to set up the screening process. We have Hope Collections. They are coming in. And I can't think of all of them, so I don't want to mess up and say some and don't say all of them. I will definitely have them all, everybody down next week, and I will list everybody according, because we'll have our confirmations on all. And I don't want to miss it because I don't have it in front of me. But we are bringing in DNA awareness and stem cell awareness. And those are two powerful pieces that's going to help mothers and daughters in a way that I never dreamt was possible. Because when the message came to me, it never came to me about DNA and stem cell and all that. It just grew, and God is just expanding and bringing it together. So on January 21st, that's on a Wednesday, from 9 to 2, but from 9 to 11, we're going to have the open forum. And I'm telling you, the discussions are just going to, I think it's just going to rock the world and the minds of the individuals that's going to be in there. I see it. I feel it in my spirit. Okay? I thank everybody that's working with us. Appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you. All the students, keep doing what you're doing. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the Roundtable with mothers and daughters from around the world. If you want to get in contact with me, if you want to be a part of the health fair or make some suggestions or ideas, just email me at drbessie, @gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie, #1. Our stimulating topic this morning is going to be, like I said, a continuance of the conversation from last week, Mothers and Daughters Who Love Their Health, Part 2. And it generated a lot of buzz. Love, that's the key. Mothers and daughters who love their health, because something that you love, you will take care of it. Something that you love, you will, you know, preserve it. You really watch over it, and you don't want somebody else to take it from you. Something that you love, you possess it. That's what love will do for you. So that's some of what we're going to talk about as we go down. And I think the question was, what love have to do with it? And I know a lot of you are familiar with that, and you say, oh, Dr. Bessie, I know that. I know the movie. I know Tina. What love got to do with it? Well, all about love. Love is all there is. That's what love got to do with it. That's how we miss it, because we try to do it outside of the realm of love. So we talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about mother's health. A mother's health is her daughter's wealth. Lord have mercy. Let me get it together. A mother's health is her wealth to her daughter. See, that's when you think you remembered it. You have to look at it. Yeah, a mother's health is her wealth to her daughter. Because what greater gift can you give your daughter than let's together make sure that we live a good quality life? You know, therefore, if you get into that, you're not going to become a dependent on your daughter, because you're working on your health. And your health is it's not just your body. Your health is your mind. It's your imagination. You've got to see yourself in good health. You can't have anything unless you see it on your mind's eye. So when you don't meditate, you're missing the mark. You've got to be still and know that I am God. And how are you going to be still if you're not meditating? You've got to meditate day and night. That's it. Because it's not in the world that you receive anything. It's in your mind. And whatever you think, that's what you will receive. But you get so busy in the outer world that you're not spending that quality time in your mind. You know, I remember in 1976, I met a young lady that was going through some trauma. She and I worked at the bank together. And she had worked for years, and so she was a seamstress and working at the bank, and her husband was going to medical school and just, you know, doing whatever. He didn't have to work. She was doing everything. And the moment he graduated, he decided to tell her that he was leaving her. And I'll never forget that till the day I die. I mean, they had a child, too, struggle. She even made her son's clothes. I mean, she was that good of a seamstress. She made clothes for the people. She worked at the bank. She did everything humanly possible. She was smart. She, you know, did writings for people, whatever, to bring money into the home. And one day she came to my house and she, I mean, devastated, didn't know what to do. Her only thought was to kill him. She could not see him living and walking away in the doctor, and she struggled to help him through. So we sat and we talked and we talked and we cried, and a couple other people was in on it because everybody knew and everybody was excited for her, knowing that her life was going to change and she'd put in the time and they were going to move into another dimension for the lifestyle. And all of a sudden, this is what hit her. And someone introduced her to transcendental meditation. This is like in 76 or so. And from that, she found her center. She found her peace by going in and then discovering the love of God and realizing that wasn't the way to do it. To kill him was not the way to do it, but to love him through it. But in the meantime, while she was loving him through it, you know, she took him to court. And through that love and through the projection of what her imaging, she saw herself being compensated for her time, being compensated for the love that she put into all of making him who he wanted to be. And that's when I joined the bandwagon of meditation. And the judge awarded her 50% of every penny he ever made for the rest of his life. Now you tell me, that ain't God. 50% of every penny he makes would be hers. Because she was very smart. She kept every receipt. She kept everything that she did. 50%. Good news is they got it together and later on got back together and moved along happily ever after. But what I'm saying to you is that I know what meditation can do. I've been in and out of meditation. But what happens is that when you get into the imaging and you get into that love and start being blessed out of that love, you'll forget. Because once the money starts flowing and things are happening, you know, all of a sudden you feel like you're doing something. And then when you forget and you start moving on that train of, I got it made, I'm doing good, you finally run out because you're not fueling yourself. You know, it'll only fuel you to a certain distance. And then once you get there, you find yourself dry, running out of gas on the side of the road, and you say to yourself, how did I get back here? What happened? I'm not telling you something I think. I'm telling you what I know. I went from making $400,000 a year, and I said to myself, what am I doing here? Because what? I stopped meditating once things started going well. And it takes a while to build up that momentum. You got to be steadfast. You got to do it every day. That's why now I bring myself out of the crowds into the house because I'm rebuilding. But what I've learned on this journey, I can't afford not to do it every day. That I've learned. Because once this thing built up and it starts showing and manifesting into your reality, you think, oh, that's the way it was supposed to be. No, it came out of the imagination of love, all good things that you shall receive if you believe. So how do we get to mother's health is her wealth to her daughter? Because her health has to come out, her good health has to come out of love. Because if she's not in love with her health, then she's not going to pay attention to it. We only pay attention to the things that we cherish. that we think has value. And when we think that this is okay, we'll focus on something else. And we'll leave this over here unattended. And before you know it, it's either gone, someone took it, or it's dying for the lack of love. There's no water. There's no food. There's no energy being placed in that area. And especially when we're young, when we had those figures and everything is coming up roses, and when you walk in the room and somebody, everybody turn their head and look at you, you know, you think, wow. Because, see, that'll only last for a while. You got to work at it. When you see the women that are on the media, television, they are working out. They have to, because they know this is my job. But they know that if I don't pay attention to this body, I'm not going to get a job as, you know, the way I want to get a job. I don't want to be the maid. You know, I don't want to be the extra. I want to be the main character. What main character are you playing in your own life with your health? And what are you showing your daughter? What are you giving your daughter? Even if you had all the money in the world, that's what they said. To gain the world and lose your soul? See, money will give you the world. But money without health doesn't mean anything. You cannot buy health. You can't. I don't care how much money you have. You can own the mint. You're not going to buy health. The only way you're going to get health is through meditation, through the love of God, through meditation and visualizing and knowing and believing. That's how you get help. That's how one person will die with cancer and the other person will live after the doctor say you only have 3 weeks. You know, I used to wonder about that. You know, somebody go in and the doctor said, well, you got about 3 weeks and about all you're going to have. So get your stuff in order. And a person, what does that person do? I spoke to a lady who had stage 4 cancer. Doctor said she was not going to make it. She said she went in the MRI and something happened when she went through that machine, and she came out singing a song, I'm Still Standing. And she was healed because in her mind, she said, I'm going to live. You said, I can choose. And she saw herself living. And came out on the other side, just boom, just like that. Another young lady, left stabbed 40 sometimes in a puddle of blood. And she said, she looked up and she said, God, I choose to live. I'm going to live. And she crawled out of the house. And she's living today and helping other ladies in domestic violence. See, what is the difference? The difference is the imagination, the mind, seeing it, believing it, I choose life. I'm going to live. So with your daughter, these are the things that we have to teach our children. Choose life. I don't care what is going on around you. Choose life. Just know that I choose life. And those are the things that we're going to talk about. Your health is your wealth. Your wealth is your imagination. It is your imagination. It is what you see yourself being that will become your reality. So what does love have to do with it? Love is the basis of all things. And if you try to get past that, you miss the most important part of life. Nothing good comes out of bad. You cannot get good out of bad. It's like an apple cannot produce an orange. It's not going to happen. A monkey can't have a cat. Everything is designed to come out of good, and good is in everything. So with that being said, the good in you will drive you, because when you're doing something that is not coming out of that love energy, you'll feel the resistance. You'll feel stress. You'll be worried. Your vibrations, remember a couple of weeks we talked about the vibrations of your body will be out of order, out of sync. All of a sudden, you're just all over the place, and your body is numb, and it just you're nervous and tense. See, you're out of order. You're out of rhythm because you're working out of the love. You're outside of God. God is love, and that's it. So when we come to mothers and daughters who love their health part two, now I'm going to go back to the original statement. What love got to do with it? But first, let's look at the meaning of love. You can't do it if you don't know what it means. And I know everybody has a different interpretation, and I'm not saying, well, these are my interpretations of love. And if you have something different, that's what we're going to open up the discussion. You want to think about that for a moment. What's love got to do with it when it comes to your health and the health of your daughter, the health of your granddaughter, the health of your great-great-granddaughter, and hopefully we can see great-great-great-granddaughters. My grandmother did. She saw 5 generations. So it's possible out of love. I don't understand how some people live to be 90 years old, 100 years old, and some people die at 20. We don't have the answers, but we know that every day you got to work out of love, and that love will propel you for the next day, and hopefully we will achieve that. So let's look at love. To me, love is our first commandment, to love each other. So to love each other, sometimes we think about loving people outside of our family. Sometimes you love people outside of your family better than you love people that's in your house. You know, and I'm wondering, how can you love somebody else better than you love your own daughter? How can you treat somebody else's daughter better than you treat your own daughter? And it doesn't make any sense. You're not working out of love. Because that to me is saying you're trying to hurt your daughter. You don't put anybody else above your own daughter or your own mother. When you do that, you're sending a signal deliberately to say, I'm trying to hurt you. That's hatred. That is not love. Because the first commandment of God is to love each other. That means if you love each other, you're not going to hurt each other. You're going to protect it. You're going to make sure that is precious because you're looking at it as love and it's something that you care about. You can't care about something and don't care about it at the same time. It just doesn't mix. Love is supposed to be the main ingredient in that which we do and say. If we make love the main ingredient, we won't do some of the things that we do. Because anytime you're doing something and you get this feeling coming up in your stomach and it comes all knotty and you know. Love will warn you. Love will say, no, don't do that. You're sneaking doing something, love said, don't do that. You want to say something, and love will tell you, don't say it. But sometimes we just override love and say it. And now you're not speaking to your daughter not speaking to you. And years have passed you by when you were told by love not to say it. Love is the spirit of God. God is love, love is God. So anytime you work outside of love, you're actually working against God. And even God can't help you when you're outside of his will and you are doing something that's out of the commandment because he would be a liar. He said his word is true. You know? So if he give us the commandment and we don't do it, that's why we experience the things that we experience in this lifetime. Somewhere along the line, he gave you this perfect little girl. She was born. She was born out of love. She came packaged with love. And somehow or another, the love that was in this little girl was pushed down, 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 because she started listening and hearing what's going on the earth with her earthly parents. And what it did was buried the love. So if you don't give the love and keep nurturing the love in your daughter, it will get buried somewhere so deep that you will say to yourself, I don't know what happened to that girl. But it takes us right back to what God said in Ezekiel 16:44. As is the mother, so is her daughter. That's our platform for the people that are new. Love is a thought imagined. Love is a thought imagined. You have a thought, you imagine something, it's good, you hold on to it, take a picture of it in your mind's eye, boom, there it is. Nothing can stop it unless you decide that you don't want it. You'll see something and you'll have this thought, that's what you want, and you see it, you believe it, take the picture of it in your mind's eye, and you walk away. And you'll be doing your dishes or something. And then this other voice comes up and says, now you know you can't do that. That ain't for you. You're too old. You're too big. You're not smart enough. Nobody's going to help you do that. How are you going to do that? And then just trying to steal it. See, that's what the teacher came to teach us. Don't let the enemy steal that seed. You say, no, I plant the seed in good ground. I plant it in love, and it will manifest, and I'm standing on that. That is with your daughter. That is with your mother. I'm standing on this relationship. I plant a good seed. God said, if I believe it and don't doubt it, it shall come to pass. He just doesn't tell you when it's coming to pass, but you've got to stand and hold your ground. It's going to happen. It'll happen a lot faster if you stop going back and forth with it, going, taking it back, putting it back, take the seed up, put it back down, moving the seed over here because it's like it's more sun on this side than it's on the other side. Well, no, let me move it back over here because, you know, the sun is over here, but it getting more rain over here. And it just moving it back and forth, the seed can't even germinate to even start to grow. You got to leave it and be still and know that I'm God. And in my time, it will come if you believe what I say. See, that's your faith. You got to believe. I don't care when it will happen. Oh, God is a liar. And we know that he's not. Because he is the truth and the light. So there we go. Here we go. Got to believe it. Love is something that will make you do right when you want to do wrong. Now, you may think, oh, that's another song. And it, perhaps it is. It came up in my spirit. Love will make you do right when you want to do wrong. And I'm telling you, that's a struggle because it's so easy to do wrong. You know, you get all these thoughts coming. Yeah, I can do this. I can do that. But when you get into this love mode, you can't do but so much wrong. I mean, you know, you not like you used to. One time you just say, okay, I do it. I'm talking about me. You know, you just do what you think you want to do. But you know you're struggling and pulling even when you're doing it because it's so wrong that your spirit is fighting against you. And once you've done it, you feel like nothing. So if it's right, you're going to feel good about it. But love is something that make you do right when you want to do wrong. And love is forgiveness. Forgiveness. How are you going to work out of love and live in unforgiveness? So that's why when I look at it, even if it's a person that you cannot call, touch, don't know where they are, the spirit of love will deliver your message. And I'll send it out every time. If I've done wrong, please forgive me. And I ask for people to forgive me, and I forgive them. And I move on. Because it's not about the physical, it's about the spirit. I'm not going to have anything in my way in 2015 that's not going to generate loving feeling. I made that choice. We can make that choice. You decide what you want to feel and experience this year. And if you choose love, then you're going to receive all the good. And you can make that choice. You don't have to settle for just anything or anybody. Make a choice and live with that. Love is the fuel of your mind that will create the right words, the right thoughts, the right visions, which will give you your reality. Love is a feeling that you can't control. You can't control love. You can't control the feeling. Sometimes you have a feeling about something and it just pops up in your spirit. You didn't go out and design it and say, I'm going to get this, this, that. It just pop up. Love is a feeling that you can't control. You have to be able to try to manage it. Love is irresistible. Irresistible. How many times have you heard people say they're in love with somebody, the person don't even know they're in love with them, and it just driving them insane because it's irresistible. It's just like it just drives you to this particular person or thing. Car, whatever. You got this irresistible spirit. Love is that feeling that finds you, and it comes when you least expect it. Love is the good life. And that's the only way you're going to get the good life. You got to be in the eye of the storm of love. And without love, there's no good in your life. And no life means death. So how are you living? Are you dead or alive? What is your love statement? How do you look at love when it comes to your health and the well-being of you and your daughter? That's my take on it. I'm going to open up the switchboard and see if we have anybody want to make a comment. Go to my co-host. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm living out of the spirit of love today.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where you better live if you want to reap the benefits of what God has for you. I was talking to my insurance agency this week, and he and I, we were talking about, and he's also my advisor for my Roth IRA. And he's a young man. He's an awesome young man, but he spends an awful lot of time. And though I think he has to balance, because he definitely said that he balanced in seeking the word of God. You said two things that's very paramount for us, not only as mothers, but as daughters or as people in general. We're so busy chasing what someone else has, thinking it's going to work for us, that we miss what God has for us. And that's the enemy's job, as you stated. If he can get us running around chasing the wind, that we will miss the very thing that God has for us. There's a gentleman by the name of Blaise Pascal that said this: all of man's trouble stems from his inability to sit quietly in a room alone. If you go to scripture, Hezekiah was told by a prophet that he was surely going to die, and God told him to get his life in order, his business in order, get your house in order. Upon hearing this, Isaiah turned his face to the wall, and he prayed to the Lord, and he cried bitterly. Shortly after that, God sent the same prophet back to him to let him know that I am God. The same prophet came back to him and said, after he had turned his face to the wall and prayed and wept, God sent the same prophet and he told him, the Lord has said that you will not die. He would add 15 years to his life, and that he would deliver not only him but his city. all because he turned his face to the wall and he consults God when he heard this news. You have got to go back to the Word. You have got to know that God wants us to consult with him. Yeah, the doctor's good, but you got to be still. Yeah, the psychologist is good, but you got to seek him.
That is so true. And, you know, when you say in the, when he turned his head to the wall, keep in mind that the Bible is teaching you, but you got to go within to find the answers. And when he turned his head to the wall, his face to the wall, was it to the wall or did he turn his face inward to God? You know what I'm saying?
It said he prayed, so that tells me that he turned it to God.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That so he went inside to consult God. Look, God, you know, I've done all this and I've lived accordingly.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, can we do something? Can you work something out? And that's how God is. That's that love. And from that love, God said, you know what? Yes, I can do that for you. God is always going to say
exactly.
yes to you. He's always
exactly.
going to say yes.
And
we just got to come inside. Yeah.
And that's for the listeners, that's Isaiah 38, that story about Hezekiah is in Isaiah 38. So, guys, read for yourself. God said we perish because of lack of knowledge. Study for yourself. Don't start running around to everything and everybody. Sit down somewhere.
Well, see, that takes me back, too, to the statement I made about how is it that some people can have a death order from the doctor saying you're not going to make it, and they live. And a person get it and say you're not going to make 2 weeks, and they die in 2 days. Because you know what? That's the difference. You cannot go out there and try, take what the doctor say. Yes, he may say it, take it. Okay, thank you for your information. But there's a person that is in control of me. There's a person that I can go to, and I can turn my head or my face to the wall, and he's going to say yes. You know, so
well,
there
well,
again, when we're talking about.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying, then when we're talking about health, and then we got another caller just on too. When we're talking about health, we're talking about actually the health is included with the spiritual part of the body, because the body, there is a thing, a person, or something, spirit inside of us that is unknown. You don't see it, you feel it. If you look through your eyes and look out, you see someone, they see you, but nobody can see the invisible you that's on the inside. In there is the love of God, and that's where I felt he went to. And he poured his heart out with honesty and faith, and God says 15 more years.
Obviously.
So,
I mean, I'm
just speculating. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, it's right here in Scripture. It tells you exactly just that. He went to God in prayer, reminding God all of the things, how his faith has been in him, and he's done the things that was good in his eyes. And so, God, you know, we don't have to remind God, but God is waiting for us to talk to him, you know, to commune with him and let him know that, and he lets us know, I know that I know. And he set the same person back who told him he was going to die to let him know that I've heard your prayers. So how would this guy know that he turned his face to the wall? See, God has a unique way of letting us know. He'll send a person, but he'll send that same person back to you to confirm what he's already told you, to let you know you ain't got nothing to do with it. This is me, the living God, that heard you, and I'm sending the same person I told you that you're going to die back to you to let you know I heard your prayers.
Amen. Well, all right, we're having service today. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what we're going to be talking about. That's that mother's health, her wealth that she's going to give to her daughter, and that's the word of God. That, you know, baby, when it all comes down to it, that's one thing. My mother's not here, but I can give it to her. When I was a little girl, she said, if mother and daddy is nowhere around, just remember, just call on the word of Jesus. And at any time, if you get fearful, you just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Don't let up. You hold on to it, and it will flee from you. I was a little girl, and I will never forget that. And whenever anything tried to overwhelm me, that's what I do. And I thank my mother for it today. That's the wealth
Amen.
That she left me. All right. Well, I thank you. It's nice talking to you, and I'll talk back with you. Let me get another caller.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.
And I'm excited. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are
good
you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I wanted to just comment briefly on the subject of love this morning, which is what we all could use more of. And so the way you broke it down this morning was very good. And I just want to share with the listeners that we can always remember that God's love is unconditional, and that if, as Cynthia just said, and you also said, when we go to him and call on him, you know, all we got to do is just trust him and believe him. And, you know, even when we go to him and you look back on your life and think about what he's brought you through, I'm sure we've all had some challenges in our lives, whether it's on the job, in our family, or whatever, finances. And you can look back when we called on him and he showed up and he worked it out. And that's just love. When we were taking him for granted, even when we didn't have time to really didn't make time to really spend with him as we should have, or just disobedient, he still came down here and died for us and still listened and answered us when we call on him. And another thing I want to say concerning the health fair, that is a great idea, because we have to love ourselves to take care of ourselves. We can't be so heaven-bound and so deep that we're dumb. And by that, I'm saying, you know you're diabetic, or you know you need to stop smoking, and yet you do these things that you're not supposed to do. You overeat, not exercise. That's not showing love for your body.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great idea, because we have to remember we are a spirit with a soul, but we live in a body. And it's mm-hmm. up for us. Bible tells us our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we've got to take care of this temple. And, you know, we get energized, and I'm talking about myself too. We get energized and at the beginning of the year, and then after a little while, then we weigh off. But it's something that we got to ask God to continue to help us do and take care of our temple so we can go out there and do things for God. You can't do things for God no matter how you are in the spirit if your temple is almost gone. So let's make a decision to take better care of our temple, get an apple instead of a cupcake, eat some grapes instead of donuts, and everybody who knows me knows Krispy Kreme is my weakness, but I'm gonna fight the good fight of faith on that one.
I love it. I want you to go ahead.
So I just pray everybody have a happy, prosperous, healthy new year. And I'm here.
Well, we miss you. I know that you're in class and taking courses and doing what you do, and we're proud of you. We know you're here when you can get here. So, but the words that you're saying is so good and adds to this health fair. This health fair is, you know, we do have a body, and if we don't love the body, we will just forget about it, let it go. And you're right, we got to make choices, and especially each day we're getting older. I don't care how old you are. You can be 21 and fine, as they say, as they come. But it doesn't mean anything. People dying at 21 because of what? Not having good health. So we got to find out early what's going on in our bodies. I'm one as well. So this educational piece, I don't know where God is going with it, but I am just holding on to the rope and just going to follow and do my part. And when my part is over, then somebody else can take over. Thank you for sharing. God bless you. And I'm going to do like you. I'm going to try to get an apple instead of a Krispy Kreme donut too. All right, have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah, my thing is Snickers. I like to eat a Snicker bar every day. You know, we're doing some good commercials for these people. They need to know this and pay for it. But anyway, long story short, I can get an apple instead of a Snickers. All right, here we go. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Dr. Vessi, today?
I am doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing blessed. I'm blessed. I just want to say I enjoy you today as usual. I enjoy Janice. I mean, I like what she says. She's always knowledgeable. You know, we call her the prayer warrior. And
right.
I just enjoyed the show. And I am, you know, really looking forward to this health for 2015. And I know it's going to be a success because God already told me that. So,
thank you.
So I'm looking forward to getting myself healthier, losing weight, and exercising and eating healthy, because it's all about, you know, you can be a good size, but if you're not eating healthy, you're not exercising, there still could be problems. So I'm trying to do it all a little at a time. I'm not going to just, you know, focus in and then get tired and then just forget it. I just want to do a little until I got it, you know, on where it should be, not only for me but for my daughter, for my granddaughter, and my future grandson to be here in April. So I'm just happy. I'm excited. I just pray every day, you know, that God let me live to see my grandson. And, you know, I never thought in a million years I would be having a grandson. I just thought that it was doomed for my family to have girls. But, you know, God have a way of showing you and a way of showing out. So I just praise God, and I just say keep doing what you're doing, and I enjoy you every Saturday.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy having you on with us. Yeah, congratulations, a grandson. That
yes.
is great. I know you came out of a family of girls. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You tell us that congratulations, and we know that he's going to be a little pistol. He's going to be spoiled rotten with all those women in his life.
I know.
That's good. Yeah, well, you know, this is it for the year, and I know I'm so excited about where God is leading us. You know, sometimes I say, Lord, you know, you think God would have told me this years ago, but it wasn't time. It's all about timing. And this health thing is buzzing, and people are pulling up on it because they know the health is the key. You know, people are coming up with cancer and then recognizing their career doesn't mean a thing. So just pray with us, and we can't wait. I want to talk to you seriously about we're coming up to New Jersey in that area. And coming up to New York, we want to schedule and plan and get the doctors on board so that we can come and teach the word of your health is your wealth. So I thank you, I love you, and you have a great, great day. And remember, just take it one day at a time. Don't even try to worry about next week. That's what I do now. I'm just saying, today, let me see what I can cut back on. Today, I'm on the treadmill. Today, let me see if I, you know, I'm not going to drink. I do a lot of drinking with tea and things like that. I decided, no, I'm going to turn that into some water with a little lemon juice in it. You know, so I'm just doing a little bit a day. That's all. Because otherwise I'll tell a lie and I'll say I'm going to do all these great things and won't do it. That's been my history. So I'm trying not to lie to myself. I'm just going to do what I can do every day. That's my advice to you and me. All right, love you, and you have a blessed week.
You too. I love you too.
I like that. That's our show. It's exciting. Thank you guys for listening. I know you hear us. You're there. I can see you on the switchboard. Thank you. Thank you for your spirit. And take it out. Take the love message out and give it to another mother and daughter and let them know that it's going to take love to get anything from the spirit world into our physical world. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Vessi Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrVessi.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Vessi Fletcher, better known as Dr. Vessi. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. It's all about love, health, wealth, and how you're living. Love you guys. Thank you for sharing your time with us today. Bye-bye.